Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing Poetry, hosted by the lovely the angelic poet. Sit back, relax.
With this poetic family, as we enjoy each other's company, a mixture of R&B and spoken word, with the angelic poetry. So guess what? It's time for you to step up and be heard. Only with the angelic poetry. So guess what? Step up and be heard.
The angelic poetess. The angelic poetess. Original, original, original.
What's up, poets? Lovers of poetry. Tonight is Tuesday. We're doing the old school battle. The Azzies. Yes, OJs. Doing anything. I have to tell you, it was very hard getting these tracks together, trying to figure which track should go with. I hope I did both sides justice. Well, what's up, Chief? Okay, she got me on silent right now. Anyhow.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just yelling. Go Azzies. Go Azzies. Y'all can't hear me because I'm muted like a mud. What a do, boss lady.
I am in a very mellow mode. I'm chilling. I'm feeling good. How about you?
I'm chilling. I'm chilling. I'm feeling good. Am I right, I guess?
What's up?
Shout out to 1K in the chat room.
Where
you be at 1K?
Right. Ain't seen him in a while. Black Diamond. What's up, babe? Beautiful Butterfly. Niecy. Unmuted Ink. I love that. All right, so again, as the OJs, and my boy over here, he said he's rooting for the OJs, so. He think they're going to just crush it.
Who rooting for the OJs? I'm rooting for the Azzies. Let's go, Azzies. Let's go. Let me pump up
and
the battle of the cities for this Friday. That's what I'm going to be talking about. Every chance I get this show, make sure y'all here on Friday for the battle of the cities. It's going to be live. We got Houston. We got Philly. We got D.C. We got all these cities going up against each other for the best in spoken word. Which city is going to take home the title? I don't know. I don't know.
I ain't worried about it because I know D.C. is definitely going to stand up with the best of them. I know Natty definitely going to stand up. You know, Nasty Natty, they got their own little clique.
Word. Now the daddy's in the building. They went hard that one night. They need to rep like that night.
I know, right? It was all over the board. Shout outs to Dissolved. Peace and love. Thank you for coming through. All right, well, I'm ready to get this battle started because we had
go
a lot of
time. Go Ivy. Go Ivy. Go Ivy.
And you know what? I'm going to let the OJ start first, I think, because we biases. I don't know what. We both yelling out because I'm with you on that. We're on the same side, finally. Anyhow,
Remy Boo.
Oh, yeah, and poets in between the battle rounds, and I think it's about six. Feel free to call in, sit on the mic, put a little spice with this ad and OJ's is going on. You know it's going to be a freaky slick night, so bring your best. 347-826-9842 is the number to dial. We're going to start like this. The OJ's in the building. Your body is here with me. But your mind is on the other side of town. What?
Cross town, getting on down.
the aisle just going to answer like this.
Thank you.
the original poetry, After Dark, Old School Battle, oh man, As and Girls and OJs. Yeah. I can just listen to that over and over. I mean, the production, the music, all that is just fine tuned, and then Ali on top of that. Whew. Well, I don't know. You know, he can get it. It's old, but he can still get it. And so if you're room, not in the chat room, y'all, y'all listening, because you know they're turning out.
Put my vote down, Asley. Chat room, put your vote in now. Who do you think took that? I'm pretty sure it's going to be Asley down the board.
We shall see.
Don't forget, poets, the mic is open. Press 1 if you want to get in queue to get on the mic. The number to dial is 347-826-9842.
Everybody going for Ashley. I see that. I should make Ashley go first this time. As always, sometimes they like to pick the last song played. All right, so since we don't have anyone that's pressed one yet, we're going to keep this battle rolling. And y'all can just blaze up at the end of the second segment of the show. Now y'all get at the end. But don't wait too late, because we are not moving into archives tonight, poets. Be on time. Get off that CP time.
Guess she told y'all. Guess she told y'all.
Look at you. Instigator, see? I meant that in such a nice way. It might not come out nice.
Of course she did.
Oh, man. Okay, so Asley. Oh, this is like my all-time favorite right here. Just, okay. See, you don't have no wine with this. Asley.
They in the chat room saying they looking for their pieces. They coming, they coming. They looking for their pieces to fit the move. Okay, we wait. We don't see you, 1K. I don't even see you on the thing, on the line. I don't see you.
Unless he's calling Skype and he has a new, yeah, that's him right there. He has a new name on here. Well, let me bring him in. Okay, 1K, you on the air with the Poetess in China Blue.
Hey, it's been way, way, way too long, ladies. How y'all doing?
Don't make me come after you. What's good?
What's good? Your show, man. I'm
course,
chilling, man.
Right.
Listen to smooth R&B, man.
You know when you Skype, when you press 1, it don't register, so you have to let us know in the chat room.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. It's been a while since I've been on Blog Talk. I used to work at night, so don't get a lot of chance to be on here anymore.
Well, it's nice to hear from you. What you got to fill us in with the mood?
Well, before I left, I never really did erotic, but don't know if it's quite erotic, but it's pretty damn close for me anyway. So I got a piece called Submit.
Oh, man.
If I can spit.
Oh, yeah. Please do.
All right. You know how I roll. I say fade in when I begin, and when I'm done, I say fade out. If, of course, my ladies, I may. All right, then. Fade in. Woman, I'm leaving for the army of the king, and I shall not return. For a dark march lies ahead, but as a crusader, tonight you I shall ride, like thunder from the sky. So now make my soul be wet, my young girl in her prime. Quench this fire of mine. For that blood and death are waiting for me like the raven in the sky, and I was born to die. But hear me while I live, now look into my eyes. For none shall here lie. For my power and the dominion are taken by your eyes. By divine right, tonight, you're my prize. For my pretty, I am the wolf, and you are the sheep to be slain. Time. And time again. For I will bring to you salvation, punishment, and pain. For the hammer of flesh is your fate. For my power and dominion are taken by your eyes, and by divine right tonight you're my prize. For I shall rip your flesh and stir your heart, stabbing you in the night. As I take you, woman, do not cry. Be my servant, be my home, until you have no wetness left to spill. Submit before me. Now kneel. For power and dominion are taken, and by divine right, you're my prize, dear maiden. Submit, kneel before me, sheathe my sword. One more night before I go. Now, no more words. And there was a pause. And then her voice came out of the darkness. But your voice, I love your voice, your magic voice that resonates deep within my body, sets off vibrations in my womb like the frame of a violin. As your voice strokes those strings, it feels my waiting, my waiting, my waiting. And with butterflies, those fluttery wings, chaos butterflies, whose wings flutter here and there inside of me, they send off tiny shock waves that travel up towards my breasts, whose peaked tips tighten so hard the buds of the throbbing need of the standing proud upon nipples that ache with that longing your touch, and this bosom that heaves with the lungs beneath draw ragged, uneven breaths, caught, torn, tossed upon the rising tides of my desire, and between my thighs, and I still know that those phantom butterflies keep their chaotic flight, and quivering shock waves radiate down, down, down toward their modest bud, where they set up an encompassing heat and thus unfold that nascent bud in a small hot house, and with an exotic plant and that moist heat, it swells my bud, engorging it, unfolding it, throbbing it with that aching need, a need to bloom, a need for you. All this simple sound of your magic voice has caused this, and the soft exhalations of your quiet breaths, I must share your essence, if it only be for one night. I submit. But know this, your power and your dominion and the dominant presence do not alone take from me my will. I am your prize tonight, but not by divine right, but by how you make my heart feel. So I shall submit, kneel before thee. Inside me you may sheathe your sword. One night, dominate me, possess me. Now, no more words.
And woman, I am leaving for the army of the king, and I shall not return. For a dark march lies ahead, and as a crusader you I shall ride, like thunder from the sky. Now make my sword be wet, my young girl in her prime. Quench this fire of mine. Fade out.
Thank you all. And at an open mic session on, and he's on stage for real, because, wow. Say it out. We appreciate you calling in, 1K. Please tell the people how they can find me.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was my pleasure, of course. I run 3 poetry shows on secondlife.com. I'll put a link in the chat room down there.
Okay. That's what it do, y'all. All right. We just blast from the past. Ready, came back around. The original force after Dr. Stick. That's what's up. We're going back to the battle, y'all. When we come back off this round, 215 is the next one in queue. Everyone else has not pressed 1, so...
Shout out to Candace blazing the mic over there. Talks you in the building. Got me over here cracking up. Stop talking to me, Candace. Stop talking to me. What we doing? What we doing? I'm sorry. You know, Chad getting me all messed up. What we got left?
Nothing. You go ahead and stay along on whatever show you on while you're supposed to be hosting the show, okay? We're going to keep this thing moving. You're tuned into the
Rebels.
This is the old school battle. And the old school battle is going down between Ozzy Rebels and the OJs. We already had round 1, and that was Let Me Down Easy from the Ozzy Rebels and the OJs. Your body's here with me. So we're going back to the Ozzy Rebels. And again, this is one of my favorites from the Ozzy, Loyal to Atlantis. We'll be right back.
Still in a moment of prayer. Whenever, whatever and wherever you travel in your lifetime, I will be there. I truly will be there when you are feeling lonely to place your hand in mine, baby. When I make that soul transition, be out on the express train to heaven or take a detour to purgatory, whatever the juxtaposition, know that being with you, in love with you, making love to you was a slice of paradise that prepared me for the afterlife. In a world of mental sickness and racial strife, you were my healing balm in Gilead. Baby girl, I need you to listen. If I make that soul transition, please know that it was always my intention to go before you so I would not have to live without you. And don't be saddened, because we shared for a time what many haven't. And how could they? After all, in any perfect recipe, it's expedient to have the main ingredient. And unfortunately for them, I was the willing and blessed recipient of your pure brown sugar. Yeah. Yes, I was. So make a joyful noise and lift your pretty head to the sky. In the event of my early demise, never question the spirit's why. Just remember, in your coldest December, that I will be the warming of the eternal sun on your first day of spring. But while I'm here, please, will you sing for me? And that is my piece.
Wow, that's just mind, body, heart, and soul up in that piece. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Thank you. Thank you.
My pleasure. It's a pleasure to be here, truly. Thank you for the invite. You know how I get down with y'all. Truly, thank you.
I think that piece went right in smooth with the OJs and the asses. That's how you do things.
It sure did. The slave.
Yeah,
right,
I was thinking voyage, right? Taking that voyage, you know. But truly, I appreciate, you know, I appreciate the vibe. Y'all doing it up tonight, truly.
That's that. Tell the people how they can find you, please.
Yes, sure. Find me on Facebook as Darwin Greaves. And dgreavesthepoet.com online as well. And chilling with my queens whenever I have the opportunity as well. So that's where you can find me. Once again, peace and blessings to everyone. Peace and blessings to you too, queen. Appreciate being here.
Oh, that's a blessing. Oh, man. That's a blessing having you on. Okay, we're going to take another caller. And we're going to head back in the battle. Next caller we have is 203. You're on the air with the poetry from Kind of Blue.
Good evening, ladies. How are you?
Feeling real nice.
I see. I understand. I said I'm young, but believe me, I know all this. My mother, I know all these old C music. My mother wouldn't have it any other way. This was all I had
I
to listen to growing up. I couldn't listen to my own stuff till I got older.
Right. What you got for us?
I do got a piece. Okay, it's erotic. Only because I kind of felt, you know, just felt like doing it tonight.
Hey, right here. You know we love it.
All right, here we go. I trace my tongue upon your neck and let my nails gently scratch your chest and place gentle kisses upon your lips. Stand back and remove my shirt and bend over while removing my skirt, giving you that perfect view of my Vicky Secrets, their lacy green and blue. I let you admire what stands before your eyes, and I watch your gaze weigh between my thighs. I walk away. Your eyes stuck on the way my ass sways, but I return and kiss you again, and then my stripping you begins. I remove your shirt, placing kisses on your chest, and you return the favor by placing kisses on my breast, and I undo your belt with my teeth and unbutton, unzip, and let them fall to your feet. Place my lips to your chest and place my hands to your man. The twist of my hand sends you into sexual fantasy land. Then I replace my hands with my full lips, and the sensation alone brings you to your toes' tips. You run your fingers through my hair. Scream how much you love me into the air, but you bring me to my feet. My body overwhelmed with sexual ecstasy, not to let a moment pass by. Your face finds that special place in between my thighs. The trick you do with your tongue brings tears to my eyes. The neighbors banging on the wall at the sounds of the names that I moan and call. Damn, baby, I'm almost done. Yes, baby, I'm about to come. My eyes roll back. My world goes black. I'm running, but why? Oh, shit, I'm coming. I tried to catch my breath, but there's nothing left. See, I started off pleasing you, and you ended up pleasing me like only you can. Damn. And that's the piece.
And that's her piece.
Like, damn. Shit. Just like that. Oh, in the mind of Black Diamond, this girl sent me vicious. I better know.
Thank you. Thank you for all
love. Now, you know, you got to tell the people how they can find you. You know the routine. Let's go.
Yes, I am Cheyenne Monique. That's how you can find me on Facebook, Cheyenne Monique. Come join my madness. That is me. I promise I won't bite unless you ask me to.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. All right. We're going to keep this thing rolling. Appreciate you calling in, Queen.
Thank you.
And we have next a treat because it's early. You know, I don't get there, so I'm sitting back and I got a smile on my face. Chief.
All right, I don't have nothing new. I wrote this piece a long time ago. It's for tonight. This is all a fairy tale, far-fetched in origin, full of joy and enchantment. It looks clear to you now. Just wait until you can truly see past all the bullshit when you will one day wake up in my heaven and wonder where your hell went. But why wonder about the past? I wonder if the last years of your life when you grew up and understood that the past made you who you are a little too late. And if God heard your cries, then why did God decide to wait? Because the thorn in your side was killing the little child inside, and when you finally died, nobody showed up for the wake. So time brought a divide, and what remained on the other side was the fake, the false you gave your truth to. But I'm reaching out my hand to you, ready to baptize you in the purity of my touch, my warmth, my heart, my loyalty, my poetry. I'm reaching out to you, ready to cleanse you from what you thought you knew. You're not ready, even though your heart rate is unsteady, probably because it's synchronizing its pace to mine, even though it feels just like the right time. I hear serenity in your words, but deception seeps out your byline. Not to me, but to yourself. Trying to deny what life has dealt, pulling games up off the shelf just to test my integrity and myself, the legitimacy of my wealth. Only visualizing the height of your kingdom and not the depth. Not realizing the deepness of this sweetness. Our feet in the grass, lime Kool-Aid, summer breeziness. Love blessed brings forth that easiness. I'm reaching out to you. My heart is trying to connect with you, but your line may be too busy. Everyone wants to get through to you. Everyone wants to show and prove, raising their hands, hoping them you choose, writing teardrops in their blues, hoping their love story makes your news, and you broadcast it to the world. You are their world, but there is only one you, and all of me is reaching out to you. This is a fairy tale. And I'm not trying to wait until my breaking point to exhale. I want to let it all out now. The past pain I could feel but can't remember. My tears that came back returned the sender. The lies he told me that made me bitter. The days that felt like my coldest winter. Why God would send my daughter and then take us. I just want to breathe, and I want to do it with you. No longer what the past has made us out to be, but free, new creatures, reborn in this love. No longer questioning if it was ordained from above. And God is my witness. I pray my words leave a pure kiss on the lips of your perception, because I'm reaching out to you, ready to cleanse you of what you thought you knew. More than the usual, we can produce something new. So come away with me, away from the hurt and the counterfeit ecstasy. Away, so far away that even heaven would miss us. We illuminate the meaning of God is love. It's in us. Love is us, a place where life can't get in the way. Far, far away. Please, can we just get away? Thank you.
Right in the ways of your love.
Oh, yeah, all our favorites are in there. You know, Poetic Seduction. We're trying that name out for her. I hope she says she likes it, so.
That's well, what's up, Poetic Seduction. Be got her day. Hey. She says she loves it. That's what's up. So Dizzle
right.
in the chat room wants to know, how come this music sounds so much better than the music that's out right now? And I think that's a good question. So if y'all want to comment on that when you call us, Sister P, please do. I want to hear what y'all got to say out there. Mama O said we was in diapers when this was going on. She was in the basement with her cup and the corn and the dots. Some red light special, blue light special.
She was in the juice joint.
Juice joint.
Oh, man. Who we got? 216. And I think this is Mama O. 216. On the air.
Hey.
Get us out the basement. Come on with us. Come on back with us. Come
I'm
on
like,
back with us.
I'm like, y'all been playing all this old stuff, and I'm like, wow, if they only knew. That's
I know that's right. Flashback for Mama O, y'all.
That's where everybody got pregnant at. That's where I thought Miss Lady had said she was about to get pregnant. I thought she was over there rubbing it up with her boyfriend to the music.
To eat pregnant. It's the perfect time. I keep trying to get them there. Go ahead, Mama.
All right. Y'all getting ready to increase the population playing them kind of songs. But my poem is about, it's like a free ride I just did. I just came from New Orleans Chicken, and I'm just going to tell y'all what happened when I was there. There was a long line at the drive-thru at New Orleans today, Tuesday special, 2 for 99 cents. Did I say a long line? I should say, poor chickens. They sure didn't have a chance. All the people in the hood just stood as the line inside barely moved. I couldn't believe. One lady paced up and down, almost frantic, as the people in the parking lot came in and got what they came for and took their leave. And I noticed her on my way in. The drive-through was wrapped around the parking lot as if the sign said, free chicken, anybody? Hungry people just stood so they could eat, and the young lady started flinging her arms. As the in-and-out crowd came and left, the more people came in and passed her by, it looked as if she was about to cry. I could see she was starving. It was so alarming. How could 100 people just walk past her without even a glance? I watched her movements. As she started pulling her hair, my heart was saddened that no one seemed to care. Now it's my turn to say what I wanted to order. I looked in her eyes, and my eyes started to water. It seemed by the smell of the chicken cooking, she was haunted. And I ordered 2 specials and a biscuit and gave them to her. I said, excuse me, ma'am. Excuse me, this is for you. She sat at the table and she dumped on plenty of ketchup. She smothered that chicken all over the top and I gave her some more and I said, this is for later. Oh, she smiled and she said, thank you. But I would save this for my friends. She couldn't enjoy the food she had for thinking about the others. She wrapped up what she had left and sipped on her soda that she had hidden under her cloak. This unselfish act of a tormented soul has tightened up my throat. I could not help but notice the look in people's eyes. Some had questions for me in their eyes. Some looked at the floor, and guilty consciences looked away when they passed her at the door. One man smiled, and with his eyes, he asked me, why were you so kind to her when others passed her by? And I answered back with a grimace and a nod. Any day now, any one of us could be destitute like she. And it was not the Good Samaritan in me. It was like an insurance policy. I could not help but think, what if it were me? So I was moved to act by fear. This fueled my compassion. But most of all, I have a guarantee that one more meal is in the bank for me. And I will not go hungry, nor my family. Because you see, one kind act is like a million to one on its return. And that my account will never be overdrawn. And I will be protected when crucial times does dawn. End poem.
Wow. Okay, Mama. Oh, I see that pen is at work. Free write on that. That's pretty good right there.
Thank you. I want to say to everybody, when they have those specials and y'all see somebody hungry, get an extra one. It's only 99 cents. Each one feed one. Times are getting really rough. It's going to be a whole lot of people out there hungry. And hunger is the worst form of torture. I have actually seen people growl like animals from being hungry. If you've never been hungry, if you've never been hungry, I'm going to tell you, it's one of the kindest things you could do is to feed a hungry person, put it like that. Like Bob Marley said, a hungry man is an angry man. And just don't let nobody be hungry if you can help it. Just one act of kindness, because it's getting ready to get to the point where at any day it could be any one of us standing up in that door pulling our hair from hunger.
Right, you have been on the end of being hungry, and that is something you do not want to play with.
All right.
But I'll hear you this. I don't mess with them specials, because that's that call me.
Mm-hmm.
Mess with it. And give me no free chicken. I'm straight.
Okay, wow. Keep this thing rolling. Now, we got 47 minutes left in the show. You listen to the Original Poetry After Dark, Old School Battle, OJ's, Ozzy Brothers, 304. You want to able to call us in China Blue.
Hello, ladies.
Peace, Queen. How you doing?
I'm good. What's going on?
We chilling. We good.
All right. Well, I'm voting Ozzy Brothers all day long. I don't care what y'all play. I'm all Ozzy's.
Yes.
Ozzy.
Yeah.
I give up
okay.
All day, though. Check around, though.
Go ahead. What you got? What you got?
All right. For those of you who don't know who this is, this is Remy, and yeah, I'm about to hit you with the Daddy, You Are My Motivation.
Hit it, girl.
Daddy, you are my motivation. As we lay in bed at night and exchange soft kisses and tender touches, slow winding with no complications. Each stroke is never duplicated, twisting my hips and biting my lips. Entangled in moments of lust, turning me on by your touch. We practice what we learn to cherish. Pull my hair, look in my eyes, as your fingertips caress my thighs, go deep. I like it deep. Don't worry about me. I can handle it. I whisper, go deeper. As you place your hands upon my hips and rock me, penetrating me, saturating me, elaborating and expanding inside of me. As you grind from the bottom, I grind from the top, lighting you passionately until it pops, biting my lip, placing my hands on your chest as I arch my back, moving my body like a snake, as my ripple effect makes you hit that spot, and you know you can feel that spot. As the head knocks against my cervix, my Aquafina flow begins to drizzle down your pelvic region, leaving your shaft coated and very well seasoned. I can feel you throbbing. I can feel you pulsating, grabbing my ass and biting my neck, gripping my breast. I am climaxing. My temperature is rising. I just want to release and just let go, go, go. Grind harder. Until you hit that spot, grind harder, until you make me pop. Daddy, you are my motivation that teases my senses, making me feel like I'm infatuated, but with the thought of you alone, leaves me saturated with the feeling of the greatest sensation ever known to a woman as you slip and slide right back into action with the power of your shaft. It causes a chain reaction, making me leak as we speak. When the bed squeaks and my climax peaks, and when you get deep, my juices begin to leak and leak as I secrete from my sweet peach, and it's so sweet. So to you, Daddy, I show you my dedication. But to be honest, Daddy, you are my motivation. That's a piece.
Now everybody in chat can see why I told her to come on close, Remy. Come on close, Remy. Come on, baby.
Freaky ass. Oh, man.
To me?
Come on,
who she talking about?
I'm good.
I'll be your daddy.
No, I learned everything from Remy. I mean, okay, I just read her stuff and I get ideas and get my little note and pad and be going in. Yeah.
Thank you, ladies. So it was fun coming through playing with y'all. I am, well, I don't know if y'all heard me last week, but yeah, my other page got deleted. You can find me under Miss Remy. Ooh, hold on, wait a minute. I forgot. What the hell? Oh, Miss Dorsey 79. On Facebook. I'm Miss Remy 69 on Twitter, YouTube, and something else. I don't know. I'm Googleable. You can find me.
69. That's right. Put that 69, and her picture going to be right there. That's
all you got to do is follow the wet. Look, all I got to do is follow the wet spot. You'll find me.
I know that's right. Much love, Queen. Oh, man. Follow the drip. Follow the drip.
Follow the drip.
Oh, man. Next up, 513, you're on the air with the poetry from China Blue.
It's from Naughty Natty.
Oh, Nasty Natty, hey.
Hey, poetry from China Blue. I didn't even know my hand was up.
Hey, Romeo, yeah, your hand up.
Well,
you want to spit?
Nah, I really wasn't in the mood to spit. But, you know, y'all got a great show going on as usual.
Okay, well, give your opinion on on whether or not you think, what you think makes the music different from what we playing now and what's currently being played.
The difference, I think then it was more about real emotions, about feelings. It wasn't so sexually motivated back then. It wasn't about being, I don't want to say making a splash, but just everything is just over the top right now. It was more simple, more real.
Real music, real instruments, all that, you know? It's not all digital, you know? And they put they all into it. They just like you can feel what they're trying to say to you.
Yeah,
what Beautiful Disaster said in the chat room. She said it's different because the music was about love then, and now it's all about getting your freak on. So we all in agreement with that.
Appreciate it.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying the show, and I give you a little pass. So you don't feel like spitting. That's what's up.
Okay, I'll put my hand down, but
okay.
I get emotional. I thought back up. Sorry about that.
There you go. Get motivated, you know.
That really
is
your
right.
Motivation.
Gonna keep this thing rolling. Our next caller we have is 267. You're on air with the Poetry Sunshine of Blue.
Hey, ladies. It's Mr. 668.
Hey, oh, there. 668.
How you doing?
Good.
I see the theme is like old school music.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my take on it, I mean, I heard you all saying it, I definitely agree. I mean, I think it was really like, you know, it was the black love thing specifically. You know, I remember watching my parents when I was growing up, you know, just the whole vibe, the dashikis and afros, and, you know, it was really a black love thing, you know, as far as what I could see. You know, and at that time, like you say, you had the Spinners and the Isley Brothers and Marvin Gaye, and I mean that stuff that is classic. No matter whether we right now or 20 years from now, Marvin Gaye is still going to be classic. You know, it just holds that test of time. So, you know, it's the music is just quality music. It was quality. Even if it was a concept that was derived 15 minutes ago and they recorded the song in 3 minutes, it still had that quality to it that just held on. And it still holds on now. So,
I agree. So, you have something to add to the slave up in here?
Yeah, I got to tease. I spoke to Brooklyn last night. Smoke bellowed from incense tips. Inhibitions clawed and stripped like black panthers creeping under black lights on that 70s kind of love type pipe when I had Brooklyn arched back tight last night. Perfumes and colognes, pheromones and hormones, bent backbones connected to hip bones connected to thighs spread like wishbones. So you put the needle to the grindstone. Resonating from third floor brownstones, you could hear her Canarsie groans, baseline in the bedstyle moans, echoing off her Brooklyn brown tones. And when the sun fell victim to the night's shine, transforming Jekylls to Hydes in our lascivious states of mind, we experienced close encounters of the beautiful kind. Something about the sounds of Brooklyn, she gets me every time. This Brooklyn queen got me on the slow drip like morphine, sex hop like sweatshops and black tops. We fuck like Brooklyn hip-hop, Gangstar, Biggie, and Buckshot. But we made love between blue notes of Ella, Sarah Vaughan, Johann Sebastian Bach. Spent a night in Tunisia getting dizzy to the harmonic complexities of bebop, to the birds saying good mornings from treetops. And when the silence broke, yeah, I could hear her mornings dewdrop. And she said she likes the way my trombone slides, and I'm addicted to that glide in her stride. See, something about that Marley in her strut that brings out desperado tendencies. Flashback to shooting the sheriff and his deputy. See, she got me thinking I lost my mind, but it was really grand larceny. See, whatever Lola wants, Lola gets, and panties get wet when we sing duets between dusk and dawn where orgasms are measured in eons. Never rebounds, and I got 668 reasons plus one. Took her on 668 trips to Zion, and I'm still not done, because there's no sleep till Brooklyn comes.
I like what you're mixing over there, 668. I know, that's great. Thank you. Put your link up in the chat room, baby. You got me speechless over here. We appreciate you calling in.
Thank you for helping.
Anytime. Oh, man, we got to get back into this battle, y'all. When we come back, we have 302. 323 and 267, and I just got two more calls that came in, 410 and 832. That's the lineup.
Indeed. And make sure y'all here Friday. I want to let y'all know how important it is. Be here Friday, rep your city. It's that time of the month. It's Battle of the Cities. Y'all make sure y'all here. We got New York in the building. We got Philly. We got D.C. We got Houston. We got Miami, and a whole couple of other cities repping, trying to take home the title for the best in spoken word. So make sure y'all hear the same poetic channel, same poetic time. It's going down.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Boss got her squad together. I think I got her squad in the chat room. Get y'all squad
Almost.
Together and let me know, y'all.
We still looking for MIA, Laurie. I mean, yeah, if you listen to the archives and listen now, I'm recruiting you for reps to D.C. So make sure you show up Friday. All right, guys, Ives and Brothers coming in with Let's Lay Together. Mm-hmm.
take your fears away. Put your trust in me and all that I say. Tell me, can we lay? Holding each other, I felt a tear roll down my face.
nothing wrong with me. We're not the only people in the world who go through ups and downs. All we have to do is talk, we can work it out. Oh, oh, let me kiss your eyes. Let me wipe the tears away. Let me hold you tight. Tomorrow we'll feel better, cause it's a brand new day. Oh, last night, me and my woman, we cried together, said we party. Every day the sun doesn't shine, sometimes it has to rain. Just like we enjoy the pleasure, we have to stand the pain. Oh, let me kiss your eyes, let me wipe the tears away. Oh, let me hold you close. Let's talk to each other. I wanna hear what you gotta say. Oh, last night, sweet last night, me and my woman, we cried together. Said we. Never made love before.
You know it's hard, hugging each other and just
cry.
And I wiped the tears from my face, and now love all over the place.
Original Poetry After Dark, Asley Brothers, OJs. Oh man, they're just getting it in tonight. The poetry.
I don't know who won that round.
Very
that was
nice.
Hard. That was hard. I don't know.
I make it hard for y'all. That's what I'm here for.
You put in some work. You put in some work, boss. You did the thing. You did a good job. What's up to GBD in the chat room coming in out late, talking about she done walked in on some stuff. Yes, you did.
Indeed. Grown folks music, baby. Grown folks music. All right, you guys. We want to shoot on time. 24 minutes left in the show, so this is the time where we drop the mic. Y'all already know. If you're in the chat room, you can go ahead and post your links up and let people know how they can find you that way. So we're going to 302. You want to add with the poetry in China Blue?
What's up, Dad? What's up, China?
What's
what
up?
Do, baby?
Oh,
that's
shit.
Right. Thank
oh,
you so
shit.
Much for the name. For all of you who don't know, it's Barbara. Dad finally blessed me with a name that I'm actually very comfortable with, and I think I live up to pretty well. So Poetic Seduction is it.
Yeah. Mm.
so I have something for y'all. Actually just finished writing it like 15 minutes ago. You ready?
Yes.
All right, the title of it is Can You Come For Me? Heavy breathing and hello, roaming fingertips throughout our convo, whispered pleasures from my lips, S motion in my hips, destination closer to you, waiting for your hands to touch me the way your words do. You see, you're better than beautiful to me. Your hands are placing mine is where they should be, intertwined with the threads of my mind, becoming impossible to think, fuck, and breathe at the same time. Infatuation revealed in my smile. I want you, and that's just putting it mild. Drunk off the excitement in my skin, I implore you, come in. Thus I am persuaded to part these knees and flow freely like high tide of the seven seas, but I gotta know, can you come for me? Or will you run from me? My body throbs with anticipation of being filled with your sweet ejaculation, because my wrists and hands have perfected masturbation and I desperately need some penetration. So can you come for me? Because I want to come for you, and I want to make you howl at the moon and say fuck the neighbors while we do what we do. Stuff your mouth with my lips and scribble your name inside of me with your tongue. Autograph on my walls to read, you are the one. But I got to know, can you come for me? Because I want to come for you. While we engage in wild style, whiplash straddles, bruising my hips as I take these quick turns and dips and like a part gymnast. And I need to know because I got to win this. So when I stick this landing and sit on this dick and collect this gold medal real quick, I just got to know, can you come for me? And that's the piece.
Oh, yeah, Queen. Love it. That was Poetic Seduction. Put your links up in the chat room. Short on time, so we got to keep this thing rolling. 323, you're on air with the Poetry from China Blue.
Blessing sisters, how are you?
Yeah, you doing?
Lovely. This is Niecy calling out of L.A.
Niecy, yeah. What's good? What's good?
This is... Oh, yeah, y'all vibing tonight, OJs and Isleys. But I had to pull a little something out of my archive, so I'm going to share it with
you. I know
you.
You've been searching for like an hour.
Okay. I got it. Okay, and this is entitled Call Me Old School. Hmm. Call Me Old School was vibing with this young dude, put on some Curtis and asked him if he was hip. Make my hip hip-hop, he said, strolling away with a limp like some new-age pimp, baseball cap, cocked ace deuce. His stable turned tricks on videos, tripped the light fantastic, gyrated to vibrations that attracted top venue. But I never really tripped personally. Until I witnessed my daughter dance with such seduction, then it pissed me off. Faintly in the background, I heard, get low, get low, get low. With my eyes being fixed on his pants at the time, made me wonder if they could get any lower, yet I really didn't want to know. They called it a new culture. Okay, I'm hip to that. Just not sure if I could hop to it like they do. Call me old school. Got their own language and everything, and I'm still learning the dialect of this new generational tribe. Yes, they're quite hoppy, to say the least. Seem happy too, too damn happy, if you ask me. Call me old school. Give me a basement quarter party, some spiked punch while I slow grind with the coolest dude. Let Marvin croon, you sure love to ball in the background. And we slicked our baby hair and wore leather maxis. Most every song had a meaning, like to be young, gifted, and black. Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. Words that spoke life into the impressionable minds of the youth. And even if you were called Tar Baby or nicknamed Blue, after the Godfather put it down, you knew that you were royalty. Yeah, call me old school. And thank you.
I like that. I like that. Oh, yes, love it. Nisha, got to come back around some more, girl. You just be dropping, and then 3 months later, you're gone. You come back and drop another. I need you to stay around. Miss your flow. We're going to keep this thing rolling. Next up, 267.
What's going on, y'all? I'm going to fit this piece as untitled. I don't have a title for it.
Get it.
Right. And this is how it's supposed to be. Naked body close to me. Whisper, it's only you for me. While we here, make the most of me. Never say no, just tell me where. Soaking wet, I don't care. Shave short or full of hair. Hands on your back, hips in the air. Grab my ass, pull up a chair. Candle wax for truth or dare. Blindfolded, suck my neck. Shame my body, come correct. Let's get moist and lose our voice. Top or bottom, it's your choice. Rendered speechless, eat your peaches. Sexy body, sexy features. Flare your nose, curl your toes, mess your hair, lose your clothes. Look at me, whisper sounds, off the bed, hit the ground. Pretty ass, nice and round, sexy secret, lost and found. Toss your pride, saddle ride, sugar walls I feel inside. Crush your walls against my stick, grind it slow, pop it quick. Love those hips, nice and thick. Turn my snake into a brick. Lick it now, watch it spit. Roll your eyes, grab your tits. Make it splish, I love them sounds. Ride the top, then bring it down. No love making, let's just pound. Flesh on flesh, I love them sounds. Doggy style, but stare me down. An hour in won't wear me down. Grab my hair and tear me down. An hour in won't wear me down. Lock your ankles, go to town. Scream any name if you don't know it. Nasty thing, proud to show it. You got all that ass, so throw it. You a nasty ass, you know it. Park that ass so I can tow it. Float that boat so I can row it. Superhead, you're so heroic. Here's my pace, don't let it waste. Or cry about the aftertaste. Swallow it all, get some more. Slap my face, you dirty whore. Don't give in, just give me more. Cause I won't stop until it's sore. You don't want me to, I'm sure. Turn up the TV, close the door. That kitty cat's about to roar. Make it rain, I'll make it pour. Shake your knees, calling God. Ask him why my shit's so hard. Lose your mind, go retard. Spread your legs and drop your guard. You talking tongues, I got you sprung. Doing shit you never done. Hold you still or watch you come. This signifies my job is done. That was written in pain.
Well, he said so heroic.
Man,
almost put it on my cake. Well, I'm on my cake
with it feel good.
Great. Well, he just laid the pipe for real. Woo. Oh, man. Okay, let me go ahead.
I'm going to keep it moving. I'm going
to
let you have it.
I'm going to mute. All right. See what you do? It's a long track of time. We don't know what's going on.
Drop the mic.
Okay, it's 410. You on air with the boys. This is China Blue.
Hey, it's me, sweet lady.
Hey, baby, we miss you.
I know, right? I've been gone for a minute. But I'm back. And I found a piece that I had just randomly written back in 06. And it's called A Trip Down Memory Lane. And it goes a little something like this. Anita Baker sang, I just want to be your girl. She hadn't found sweet love or been caught up in the rapture yet. She was still looking for her fairy tale and her funny Valentine. The average white band helped you pick up the pieces to find a love of your own. While Boys to Men brought that Motown Philly swing and that coolie high harmony. When they sang, I would have followed them to the end of the road. Barry White just can't get enough of your love, baby, and he always wants you to practice what you preach. Shantae Moore told us it's all right. Her love's supreme. And now that Shantae's got a man, I'm left kind of bitter. It was inside that she cried, but Cece Peniston finally found her man, and they got a love thing. while Delight taught us that the groove is in the heart, and De La Soul took us 3 feet high and rising, and oh, how they loved their buddy. They taught me to be nothing but me, myself, and I. Earth, Wind, and Fire gave us the reasons to look for devotion even after the love is gone, while Freddie Jackson wanted to rock me tonight for old time's sake as he sang, "You Are My Lady." Frankie Beverly and Maze just can't get over you, and George Clinton in the Parliament promised us the funk, the whole funk, and nothing but the funk. While George Michael wanted me to have that faith that he could be my father figure, that was before the world found out he was gay. Go figure. Heatwave sang of a love that was always and forever, while Humpty in the Digital Underground taught us to do what you like, and he also dared me to kiss me and I'll kiss you back. Isaac Hayes was a bad mother, shut your mouth, singing the theme song to Shaft, while Janet Jackson had total control when she told the last dragon, Bruce Leroy, let's wait a while. That was before her wardrobe malfunctioned. Jamie Foxx taught me it was more than just infatuation, and he wanted me to light a candle for our love. KC and the Sunshine Band told us to put on our boogie shoes so we could all shake our booty. LL raised hell while he rocked the bells, and you know he couldn't live without his radio. Luther Vandross taught us that a house is not a home, and there's nothing better than love. Minnie Riperton sang about loving you and took me on a trip back down memory lane. Marvin Gaye boldly stated he ain't too proud to beg because ain't nothing like the real thing. New Edition introduced me to Mr. Telephone Man and taught me that a little bit of love is all it takes. They questioned, can you stand the rain, and taught me what a real any heartbreak was when they split up. Nona Gay told us about the things that we all do for love, while the OJs taught us to beware the backstabbers. Prince was a sexy mother in his little red Corvette. He liked the party like it was 1999, and he loved to dance in the purple rain. Queen Latifah hit the scene and made us all hail the queen on her royal dance floor. This fly girl commanded, just dance for me. Run DMC were the kings of rock, and they wore their Adidas and taught us it's tricky to rock a rhyme when you DM. Rufus and Chaka Khan went through the fire to prove that ain't nobody better when they could always tell me something good. Stevie Wonder was overjoyed and just called to say I love you, and that is as sweet as it could get. Sky taught us that it's real love, although it was just the start of a romance, while Tyrese wanted me to be his sweet lady and teach me about the signs of lovemaking. Tina Marie fell in love with that Casanova Brown and went out on a limb to become his lover girl, while Usher took it nice and slow and made me want to say yeah. This was before his confession of being caught up by the power of seduction. Vanessa Williams had the right stuff, and darling, I just love her. She took me to my comfort zone. While Vesta sang of sweet, sweet love, and you know that man was special for her to sing congratulations to him. May she rest in peace. Wham taught me about the dangers of careless whispers, and the whispers told me that love is where it's at. Xscape was just kicking it, and they were humming, coming at you. Young MC just wanted to bust the move, so he got sent to the principal's office. While Zab and Roger sang about that computer love and said he wanted to be always be my man. And that's that piece.
Oh, that's right. Oh, man. Okay, I got to get this last round in. I have to go to OJ, so this is the poets that's going to sit in the archives.
I wish I had a rewind button so I can hit the rewind button when she said, we ain't going to the archives tonight. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. It didn't work out that way. You know how it is. You know, I mean, poets do this every time we don't ask. It's like, forget it. We might as well put it in as 2.5-3 hours tops because it's going to happen. The lineup, archives, 832-281-347-912. So once you hear the last track, y'all on. We'll be in archives, trust and believe. I'm going to be in archives too, so you know, we'll tag on to this after card. And if you want to continue this one to the show, 347-826-9842, because you cannot, I repeat, you cannot hear the archives from the chat room. Ask brother. Oh, man. This is the last round, so I need the vote on are you going Isaac or are you going OJ? Let us know in the chat room. This is Tears from Ask Brothers.
No. Well, Loving baby, since I've got you, my life is
After Dark. We is officially in the archives. Shout out to everyone that came through tonight to support the battle. Appreciate all you poets, fans, listening through Facebook, wherever you. We love y'all. Now, the winner, overwhelmingly, Isaac Brothers took it.
Go, Isaac.
But I'm honestly, I really believe that the OJs fought a good fight, because there was a couple of ones I was like,
I agree. It was a good battle. I agree wholeheartedly. Good job, boss. But it was Ozzy all day. Don't forget to be here for the real battle this Friday between the cities. We got New York, we got Miami, we got Philly, we got the Natty. I believe they in the battle. I don't know, GBD. Let me know if y'all in the battle or not. I don't know. We got D.C., we got Houston. All going against each other for the title for the best spoken word city. It's not too late for your city to be part of this battle, to post up on our walls or join us on the Original Poetry at the Dark on Facebook and post up on there. Let us know that you want to be a part of the battle. It goes down this Friday at 11 p.m. I can't wait, y'all. Who's going to take home this title? POTUS has already said D.C. is taking it.
Rep your city, you know, nation's capital. We already know how we do. Respect. We're not even on a map like that, but we give that respect. We're just going down. All right, I'm going to bring us in. I'm going to start it up. The lineup is as follows. And if I'm
I got it wrong when you're still on the track. Well, let me know, but I believe this is how we left off. 832-281-347-912-304-513. That is the lineup. The piece I'm going to set is titled Raindrops, Old Piece. So not old.
I let it be.
I love the rain on my window. Just holding my pillow, I'm trying to remain calm. The rain does something to me. With every drip drop, I stop and hold on tight. Bite down, listen to every sound, drip drop. The rain, I'm singing tunes just like watching the moon. I just love the rain. I'm feeling sexy, flexing like baby. Feel me in the rain. He sang to me on every symbolic tune. He likes the rain too. Our bodies formulating the steam off the rain. Drip, drop. I can constantly endure this. Your rain on me brings a mist. My lips against yours, let the rain pour. As my wetness caress, can you digest all this? Kissing me, the tongue in action, relaxing as the rain continues. The rain is on the menu. And we already had dessert. Now in the main intercourse, I feel a force. Climax, my pinnacle. Temperamental blown over my Levitex cover. Discovering ecstasy through the sheets. The heat flowing, burning, I'm turning, twisting into this love. Drip, drop. I love the rain. I love how it slides down onto my back. I like it. I like to ride just like that. Rain, rain, come my way. Give us uninterrupted play-by-play sexiness. And I will come on the first drop. I will lick on the first drip, strip upon the taste. We embrace the rain, sweetly, candy-coated, loaded with my luscious nectar. Ready for my introduction, your suction. I love the rain, and it's pouring all on you. Drip, drop. My, my, my. From top to bottom, my body succumbs, my finger and thumbs filling all of this rain. Entertaining with no delaying, hips swaying, the back curve, out there, reserved, just for love. I really love the rain. That's that piece.
They in the chat room, dripping and dropping. Rain is my fantasy too, GBD. That's my fantasy too, baby. I'm going to get it one day, just out in that rain. Just, anywho.
Just letting loose, I know. Okay, 832. You're on air.
What's going on?
She's the beat.
What it do, baby?
Hey, man, just something new. Tonight, I took a trip. I chose the scenic route first, so it led me down the back street. There was a crack in the pavement, so I put it on cruise control and took my time making my way through. I came up on two long roads that ended up at the same spot, but ironically, it started to rain in the middle of those roads. Not on either side, but right in the middle. So I took the left road. I got to the end and realized I missed my exit, so I made a U-turn and the right road back up and around. Tonight, I took a trip. Been driving all night over Apple Hills, wide curves and valleys. The map I have took me over smooth paved roads in a kind of warm, dark alley. Just to find secret garden. The smell of sweet fragrance, your pink floral arrangements, taste of the petals, consume it and savor it. Watch how I make the flower blossom, all time favorite. Planting the seeds as you water with irrigation, fulfilling your needs as feeding you inspiration. taking a stroll up his secret garden, gently touching the petals, making the blossoms contract, attracted to the beauty of pollinating flower like a bee to a buttercup, making a reproduction of itself so when this one grows, have something to admire, as just as beautiful as you are. Sun kiss with drops of morning dew, hearing the flowers speak to me, as I wander through your secret garden. That's it.
Yeah, Griffin status, she's the beast. Love you, Tim.
Yes, I think it is. Let's start up with that, yeah.
I know, that's right. And, you know, they still in chat going wild. They loving your work, too.
I appreciate it.
All right. Let's keep this thing rolling. Look, we are knee deep up in the archives, for real. 281.
Peace. What's going on, y'all? Much love to your boss lady. What's good with you? What's going on, China?
Okay. What did you, brother?
Oh, man, you know, same old shit, just different toilet paper. But,
oh, y'all. That's another.
Huh?
I'm sorry. Don't pay me.
Don't never mind. Oh, no. It's all good. It's all good. All right. This right here is a little different than what I usually drop. It's like some notes from my book that I was writing about my life. So, you know, I'm going to put it in a poetic form. All right. Here we go. It's called Salvation is My Freedom. Are you really free? Have you ever asked yourself that question while you're contemplating your life and death situation? All of us, one way or another, is captives to control of self, or better yet, desires while seeking wealth. You never know how much you're a slave until you are free from your iniquities. To me, freedom is the choice that you choose. Choices come with great sacrifice, but then we tend to still lose. You are free when you become free from self. So with my freedom, I should ride as God's sons, illuminating the depth, shining infinite light upon the world so all can recognize self. I was 16, going on 33 years old. I wandered the streets of ignorance, deaf, dumb, and blind. I find myself unable to see logic in my own choices, so I fell behind. A child forced to be a man, burdened by the sins of his father on his shoulders. As 96 made its way in, I became a POW, and time ceased to exist as a small space was filled with emptiness. Everything was dark, as eclipse had swallowed the light of day. You could sense the tension in every corner. It was cold, like the hearts of men, souls who were doomed due to their conviction of mistakes. Mind, body, and soul stood in a crucified state of being. This would be my definition of hell. But God's Son still remained to shine within us. I found refuge from my bondage of conviction. My chain fell against the ground like agony of defeat. And now I was searching to be complete. I embraced the new sun that fell against my face that gave me a new sense of enlightenment. The air I breathed could have not been fresher. It was like new life had entered my body. And I was starting to see clearly. I was to never be the same person again. The world I had once knew for so many years was no more. And that was the day my journey for salvation begun. On my search, I became thirsty for knowledge for the sake of truth. With so much deception, it was around in every corner. So I truly began to see the true evil that men do and a heart that's broken due to pain, disgust, and playful games. And not just then, I think about it. I used to be like that. By the age 26, I thought freedom was what I was looking for. It wasn't. It was salvation. I was contemplating, and I was going through different deceptions trying to get me to relate to their mind state. But then I was going back into slavery until my gifts started to be revealed. So I grew spiritually so I can be healed. Although the same temptations haunted me with shadows. Me and my cousins, we stayed in the street with intentions never to stop. One named Bobo was considered a real nigga, a rebel running free, governed by his own understanding to be he. He had a gift of controlling people's minds and situations. Not many people liked him because he tend to be rude. But that's how it is when you're in the streets facing these real nigga blues. We were best friends even though we were complete opposites. His savior and first love was money, and got it by any means. So with so much corruption in Christian faith, I was losing my faith. Started asking myself, what is faith? Waging the spirit within, trying to find where I can stand and hold my head up as a man. At the age of 32, death was so close, I just never knew it was around the corner. I was thinking with a better understanding. Life was slowly starting to reveal its secrets to me. I was no longer blinded by the world realities that didn't allow me to see. And when I looked in the eyes of my peers, there was an emptiness that filled their vacant souls. Time was pretty much at its end. For me, sleep was no longer an option. After being awake for so long, I could never sleep again. So I reached out to the hearts of men, let them know they could find better within, because the outside exterior was the inferior of our true defeat. Then at 33, I finally found salvation in death, and I was reborn God's son, because I wasn't free till I was free from the things that bounded me, and that's that piece.
And now that
feel about the blues
wow.
Right now.
Yeah. Oh man. You know what? I appreciate all y'all poets calling in, dropping all these different types of pieces. You never know what you're gonna get. And this brother Tim, he be putting in some serious work over there. Appreciate the change.
Man, I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all can find me here next Friday, next Tuesday. Anytime the show, y'all look for it.
That's what's up. That's what we like to hear. That's what's up.
No doubt. No doubt.
Yeah. Much love. And
love.
Look, I'm just going to say this. The chat room, oh my goodness, shame on y'all. But what goes
look,
down in the chat
room.
Every
time you have to challenge.
No, seriously, but seriously, y'all need to know this. What goes down in the chat room stays in the chat room, okay? You know, we going on we was on the original Porch App Doc. You know what we talking about. Don't tell no. Yes, right. Shh. Just keep it, yeah, between us. We'll keep this same
it's
room.
A whole other show in the chat room.
You better know it. You're having me caught up over here sometime. 347,
mm-hmm.
Ladies, grab your panties. Please hold them tight because this brother's about to blow y'all out the water. 347.
Hey, ladies, how you doing tonight?
We good, baby. How you doing?
Okay.
I'm good. I'm just floating off the vibe up in there tonight. So,
mm-hmm.
So I guess it was
already. Go ahead.
This is overwhelmingly suggested. I'm doing this piece called Tongues Were Made. A little bit different, though. There was nothing like her essence. Even rebirth or death, if disrespected, leaves me tested with every step I take, every move that I make. When my faith and will dig deep in her chalice, liquid frustration pours from ruby lips with malice. Her fountains of youth juices keep me going on. Her presence, her aura, Radiates Nina Simone's soul songs to allow my limbs to never go numb. This beautiful being of nature is the only reason I exist. I have to keep her in good health so my heart stays alive. I must, because if I don't love this life, if I don't love this woman, I'll die. So this is my last confession. See, I love pussy by the pound. With my tongue covered from your juices, and you knock the fuck out. And you should know my death delivery alley wants to puncture your pulse here in Pink Pearl Pussy Palace. And I believe combining our souls through this guilty pleasure is a wealthy art form, which is why when I'm done, my black sword should be colder than your sticky riches. See, baby, and I'm hungry. I'm sure you are too. Because tongues were made for eating. So I'm going to use my tongue to make your pussy lips flap like roti skin till juices drip. Signaling it's time for me to supply this beef, making it a complete meal. And tongues were made for speaking. And I believe tongues in her heart, so I could taste your soul, is just as important as leaving cream filling on your blackberry pearl with my licorice stick. But then again, I have a knack for going in and coming out of sticky situations. And tongues were made for teasing. So use yours with that trademark bob and weave action I've heard so much about. Why haven't you been snatched by the circus yet? The way you can just juggle my balls with your free hand puts a naughty childish grin on my face. So be careful, babe. Because I'm not ready to plaster the walls of your mouth right now. And by popular opinion, at least 50% of every man or woman just don't know how to eat pussy or suck dick in the bedroom. So I've heard. No, I don't want you to take your panties off. You know what you could do? Just slide it to the side before you hop on this joyride. Because it's all good. And I'm getting so stiff as a motherfucker right now that it's all wood. But see, my dick don't need no glorification. Sure, I can say you could rest this slab on your coochie grill. Come BQ sauce simmering. Your buns calling for a revolving door hands to pink them up as much as your pucker. Got this hot rod rowdy pipe in your pit to break down your walls of Jericho till you put my head in a $1 million dream sleeper hold. And Mount St. Helens. Mount St. Helens will look like premature ejaculation compared to this volcano erupting. I mean, have you ever just wanted to make love to or shit, fuck someone so damn good that both of your sexual organs go numb for satisfaction? And I believe my multiple beef injections were needed for you to come to your manifest destiny. Before I'm allowed to feast on the space in front of your behind, the first course of this meal begin with your mind. See, just know my tongue. Baby, this tongue was made for you. And that's it for that piece.
I'm like, huh? Ah, that piece is never getting old on over this junk. The ladies is demanding that piece. That junk is on demand right now. Oh, thank you, Honest A, calling in, doing that piece. Loved it.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, okay. You're speaking now. You're welcome. Uh-oh. Got a diva stepping up to the mic. 912.
What's good, ladies?
Having a good time.
All right. I'm going to get straight into it because I know we are in the archives. So. This piece is called Liberation. She remembers the first time she saw him. The way his limbs flowed into man. The way he walked like he could conquer anything or anyone. His dreaded mane falling beneath his shoulders, reflection of the lion he is. He wore a scar beneath his left eye. He had a long cut running down his arm, but she didn't see blemishes. All she saw were wounds of a warrior. His face was so serious, but when she looked closely, his eyes were smiling as if he held the secret to life in his soul. His presence wasn't intimidating. It embodied strength, protection. She watched him move. She watched his lips part. They were full, plump, like Georgia peaches. Words dripping from his tongue. The tone of his voice tickled her eardrums and danced across her mind, leaving footprints that would never be erased. And those hands, his hands were large, as if he could help her hold a family together, as if he could grab the moon and place it next to her so she would never forget and never fear darkness again. And his arms extended like the wings of an eagle with enough room to cradle her secrets, her past, her present, and her future. She continued watching him, knowing only God could create something so beautiful. His shoulders were built like he could carry a revolution without pause. Then finally, her patience paid off. His lips curled, his cheeks spread, and he smiled, melting her insides like warm wax that would never quite be the same when it cooled. The shape would be different, just like her heart. So, yeah, she remembers that cool day in September, the day her earth moved. She will never forget the first time she saw him, because to her, that man looked like freedom. Word.
Yes. You always love, Queen. Appreciate your pen. Bow down to your pen because you got a story behind it. You're trying to teach us. Love it.
I appreciate the love.
Yeah, you get mad love in the chat room as well, just so you know. Prophet say, yeah, yo, put it down. GBD say, yeah, yo, it's fire. Poetic Seduction say, I love yeah, yo.
Don't call it yeah, yo.
So I'm calling wrong. Yeah, it's all dope. That was whip. We love you, girl. That's what's up.
Indeed. And we're going to keep this thing rolling. We got 31 minutes on. After this, you know, that's it. That's 3 hours. That was tops right there. We hit serious overtime. 304.
Overtime.
Back in the building.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on?
I'm going to let y'all pick.
Girl, you gotta stop playing.
I got two pieces for y'all to choose from. Come Drippings or Ride It.
I'm going to take the first option. Forget that. I kind of know where this is going to go.
All righty. Let me go ahead and pull that up so I can read that for you.
All righty.
All right. This is Come Drippings. Warm, thick, and sticky. Come Drippings that slowly drip drop onto the tip of my tongue, sending my taste buds into a frenzy. As you enter my mouth, I begin to suck and suck as I can feel your manhood pulsating in my mouth. Long, hard sickness of your shaft hitting my throat as my saliva and your pre-cum mixes together. Your legs are getting weak. In tongues, you speak as I suck on your pleasure. You begin to leak. As it is building up, you're almost ready to release. As you pull out, I open my mouth, and my tongue slides out, ready to receive your hot and sticky cum drippings. As the first drop hits my tongue, I'm an extreme delight. Then you burst cum drippings on my tongue, my upper and lower lip. I swallow never to miss a drip of your cum drippings. You grab the back of my head so I can receive your drops and release some more cum drippings. As it shoots into the back of my throat, cum drippings. As my lips, I slowly lick as I indulge of the flavor of the cum that you drip. End poem.
The one that spit that erotic like no other. Okay.
Well, you see, I try to read it all sweet and innocent, right? I was trying to be all sweet and innocent about it, but it didn't work.
Girl, you can do that. Appreciate you, though.
Well,
that's right. Okay, 513. Finally, let's go. You're in the building.
Hey.
Chill. Hey, you made it.
Chill. My computer was acting stupid that I was trying to pull it up on the phone. I was like, you know what? Forget it. I was going to do it two different ways.
I know that's right.
So, I got some smoke for y'all. Want to hear it? Here you go. Where there's smoke, there's fire. And I need to get that burn. That fire is what I yearn for. I want to slide my mouth along that naturally stiff stick. I want to touch that torch with the tip of my tongue, make that hot boy sizzle pop and burn all night long. Can I light up that brown stick? Have its sticky residue in my palm? Have its dizzying effects stay with me till I toke on it again and again? Hold that stick release in my throat till I choke. Hell, I ain't even before I took a smoke, but this here shit's no joke. I'm getting hot, feeling like I can fly and touch the sky. I wonder if it's addictive, because I don't want to quit this. I want to stroke it, wrap it with my lips, pull and tug on it. Inhale deep and let the aromas fill my nostrils with smoke till it tingles with its sweet smell. Can I hit that till I'm bloodshot? That stick makes me walk on legs and wobble. I think I'm about to topple because I grin and I smile with a slow giggle in my voice because I'm so high off that smoky hot stick. I want to nurture it to plant more seeds of it deep within me and watch its life grow like the weeds that they be. I want to get so high that every day bake, I sit on the side of my bed shaking my head. Get smoke in my eyes for the day that I die. I want to watch that fire blaze out of control for the rest of my life. I want to say I do and make sacrifices and become that fire's wife. Make that big, beautiful brown stick see smoke when I enter a room. Have it to desire to get high off of me every new moon. I want my hotness to light me up every single night. Hell, I want to combust off this lust. Because where there's smoke, there's fire. And I need to get that burn. That's that peace.
Need that.
Definitely need that in my life. I thought that's right. Mm-hmm. I love the peace. Right,
thank
creative.
You.
Right.
All right. All right.
That's what it is.
That's what's up.
DVD.
She'll be repping the daddy this Friday. Get your squad together, boo. Get your squad together.
DVD gonna kick it in with my other people. You know, we gonna get it. Cincinnati, y'all here.
Any squad that's out, you need to have at least three people sitting on your squad so y'all can take home this title. At least three. We might let you slide with two. We'll see how it goes.
All right. Bring back on 267.
Yeah. This piece is called Pillow Talk.
Get it?
Back rub in the bathtub, run down the neck for you. Strawberry daiquiri next to you, double shot of absolute correct for you. Chocolate scented candles, vanilla body wash, patted dry, led to the bed for a foot massage. Back around, turn back around, in the background, ooh, I like it, El DeBarge. Up your leg, vanilla scented lotion. On your thigh, light, tight, circular motions. High I glide, creates a commotion. You ask me to taste your feminine potion. Request denied. Access your breasts, I decide. Caressed and test, fingertips, nipple glide. Kissing lips, lips, tongues inside. Savor this. Suck your bottom lip, flavorless. I need more. Reverse crawl, all fours, stare never broken, mouth hovered over your garden, tongue slow stroking, clits loving the lip rubbing. Hot as a lit oven, stop running, can't stop coming, chin wet, didn't even get it in yet. I'm still slopping, not stopping, fingers start the pussy popping. You said come here, but I act like I can't hear. Although you said it loud and clear, watch my face disappear. Oh, you taste so sincere. That's right, grab my ears, got your tongue switching gears. You haven't felt like this in years. My tongue can do any feat you ask. Shove it in my mouth before you blast. So I can grab two scoops of ass, dip my tongue in to make it last, pull out my representative before I ask, who told you to come so fast? Now R. Kelly singing sex me, in this candlelight you look sexy. Got that tip against your door, asking you if you need some more. Girl, they call me Dick Galore. You asked, could you get some more? You said you couldn't fit.
Oh, damn.
I don't know what happened. This was
dropped. Yeah, he dropped. Ugh. Dang. I wanted to hear the end of that. Oh, man. 832. Let's stop you in the building.
Hello?
Yeah.
Is it on you?
How you ladies doing?
We good.
How are you?
I'm good.
Who's this? What you got?
Yeah, this is Love Quest. I'm going to get at this piece entitled Imagine.
Get it in.
Brand new, I bestow upon you like crown queen out for her daily stroll through the raw rose garden. My trumpet thou bloweth with sweet salvation of temptation as it hardens. Love is a hard habit to break at times, taboo even. You being a raw status and I your passion slave. Your sensuality goes beyond words. Your sex appeal is unreal. So fine you cast the full moon in the sunshine. Psychedelic passions paint the insides of my eyelids as you engulf my manliness. I am overthrown with the coup of desire as you sexually salivate with the aphrodisiac express, hastily approaching euphoria as you deep throat this meat, causing it to clench with convulsion, grasping anything within my reach. If only the king knew just how royally you blew, he would decree my death in your day of celebration. How a love affair could be so deep without any oval penetration. How you kept it raw and real each and every time you went down, up and down, side to side, knowing all the time while you were down there stuck and so gracefully on bending knee, you and me, and I with little finger in the pie. And I taste it, and it is sweet to me. And I taste it, and it is sweet to me. The forbidden fruit of this raw rose garden, the only treasure the king won't pardon. But nevertheless, my prize stares at me with German chocolate eyes and Godiva lips, sucking me to points beyond my grip. And I lose it, for it was inevitable, just a matter of time. Explosions of ecstasy shatter into reality as I utter, Queen, you may want to close your eyes. Good night. Thank you. Thank you for listening.
Real quick,
thank
you missed out on who you
were.
Let them know who you are.
Yeah, this is Love Quest. I can be found at Facebook / Larry Teal, Larry Love Quest Teal. That's what's up.
Love Quest Field.
Teal, T-E-E-L.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you calling in. I don't know if we connected or not, but I'm sure I'll look for you.
All right. Thank you, lady. Y'all have a good night.
Thank you.
You too.
I know that's right. I believe he could be a new caller. If he called in before, it must have been a while. 903.
Hello, Queen.
What
is
your last call of the night? Close us out, Julie, baby.
I'm going to try my best, lady. This is Lady Rose. And I got so excited, they booted me out of the chat room.
Sound like BTR.
I'm telling you what they did. I tried to get back in, but I can't. They said I was talking too fast. But anyway, so from the last one, we're going to end it with this. I call it Power in the Pussy.
Did y'all hear that now?
Power in the Pussy. Okay.
Cheers.
We're going to add the things on these men up here. Okay. The coochie, the vagina, the pussycat. It has many names.
But did you know the power the pussy beholds? You see, pussy can bring a grown man to his damn knees, begging us for more of this sweet, tight stuff. Yes, don't get it twisted. It's all about the pussy, that delicious piece of meat that you can lick, you can suck it. Either way, you will be sucking on it until you get to that creamy center. The pussy will drive your ass insane. Now, you know you can do it without a lot of things, but you know you can't live without some good pussy. You all would go betty for that fat piece of treat. Pussy. The word is sexy as hell. Let it roll off your tongue or inside. You see, I love for my mate to play in my pussy. So see, he rubs his face in deep, woo, and then he blowing the clit. Hell, I don't want to be teased. I want my pussy, please, from the outside to the inside. I want it dripping wet. I want him to dip his tongue in it, flick it, swirl it around, up and down, back, front to back, side to side, and hit my wall of fame. You see, my pussy is sweet as honey, and just like a caramel apple with that cotton candy middle, whew, put me on my back. Eat this shit out of my juicy cat. Make me purr and go meow. What's new, pussycat? Now, I want him to take his thick dick and ram that shit in me hard as deep until he comes so hard, knock him off his fucking feet. Yeah. You see, there's power in the pussy. And don't you ever forget, you may get upset at the damn food, cuss to yourself, but after all is said and done, the pussy still has won.
Oh, that's it.
That is
flawless.
I don't know what happens on Original Poetry After Dark. I really don't. I really don't know what happens over here.
Y'all just wild business.
I know. The shit comes out, don't it? Don't.
Yeah. I just love it.
Gotta love them sound effects, baby. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Loved it, loved it,
yeah.
Loved it.
Much love.
Ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Every time I claim Lenny Rhodes, power in the pussy. And with that being said, the Wisdom of Poetry After Dark, we are signing off. It's been a great night. Phenomenal.
My
night.
Phone about to die. I can't even hang out with y'all no more. I gotta go.
All right.
Good night, chat room. Boss lady, get on my status because I know I didn't forget something. Run that. I have to go
always.
Now.
Peace. We out.